Meg, first of all, what is the cause for concern here? Why are lawmakers so worried about the state of the foster care system in Kansas?
Probably the biggest factor is several child deaths. In one case, a baby died after her foster parents left her in a hot car. In another, a boy's father and stepmother abused him until he died of starvation, and child welfare agencies didn't act on reports suggesting something was wrong. Those cases are very rare, but they make lawmakers ask questions about whether the system is doing enough to protect kids.
Those cases are horrific, tragic. Mm-hmm. So it's not surprising at all that would raise some alarm. And meanwhile, there are more children in state custody now than there have ever been.
That's correct. The number of kids has kept breaking records for several years. The state passed 7,000 kids in foster care as of February. That's about 1,500 more kids than were in care 5 years ago.
What's driving more kids into the foster care system?
It's complicated. State officials say substance abuse is a big factor, but other people working in the system say there are other issues also. One possibility is that Kansas has put less emphasis on programs that could prevent abuse or keep families together. When you look at the numbers over the last 5 years, when fewer families get preservation services, more kids come into foster care.
So those trends really track together.
More closely than I expected. Now, we can't prove that one caused the other, but when I've talked to families who receive those services, they say it made a big difference for them. For example, there was one in Kansas City. Both parents had some untreated mental health issues, which they had used methamphetamine to try to address. Once they were able to get some help with mental health and substance abuse treatment, they were then able to be good parents to their kids. And 3 years later, the family's still doing well.
So what is the state's explanation here for why it appears that family preservation efforts are going down while the number of kids in the foster care system is going up?
Well, Phyllis Gilmore, the secretary of the Department for Children and Families, says they're doing everything they can to keep kids at home.
We know, and I think that we continue to have strong data that shows that children do best in their biological homes if they are safe. I think there's maybe universal bipartisan agreement to that statement.
Deneen Dryden, who heads the department within DCF that handles family preservation and foster care, says they also could use some more money for those services. They're applying for a federal grant, and they've asked the legislature to put more money into preservation. But that's a tough request right now.
More money for anything is hard right now.
Generally.
Yeah. So if Kansas wants to reduce the number of kids in the foster care system, is that then all about resources? Is it all about money?
Not entirely. They're also looking at ways to stabilize their workforce, because when caseworkers get overwhelmed, they leave, and that means that everyone who stays behind is even more overwhelmed, and you get almost a vicious cycle there. Fortunately, Deneen Dryden says some of the ways to improve morale aren't expensive.
They really want just a listening ear, and it's still the little things like writing the hand note or being there and saying, I know it was a rough day today.
And that goes for caseworkers across the foster care system, not just in family preservation.
So more money, better morale, that might just be the prescription that comes from the foster care task force, should the Kansas legislature decide to put that task force in place.
It could be.